So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes in the case of mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chaser, a mikveh that was initially known to have contained the required 40 sa, but was later found to be less than 40 sa, and it is not known at what point the mikveh became chaser. V'cham hold kol ha'tayrus shenasak above the mafreya, b'mishas hara, b'mishas yachat tmeis. All tyrus that touched the kelim immersed in this mikveh during the interim are certainly tummy, and therefore, regardless of whether the mikveh was in the public or private area, the tyrus are tummy. Or Reb Shimon holds, b'mishas hara m'tayrus, b'mishas yachat tayilim. The tyrus that touched these kelim are only possibly tummy, and therefore it depends. If the mikveh was in a public area, the tyrus are tahar because safik tummy b'mishas hara m'tar. And if the mikveh was in a private area, the tyrus are tummy because safik tummy b'mishas yachat tummy. The Gemara offers two approaches in explaining the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham. Shneim lamdu misaita. Both agree that the source for safik tummy is derived from saita. A married woman that was secluded with another man becomes forbidden to her husband until she drinks the misaita. And safik kivasu kavadai. Even though we're in doubt whether she became tummy, she becomes forbidden with certainty. The Chacham hold we make the following mamatzin. Comparison from saita to taharis to teach. Mas saita safik kivasu kavadai. Hachaname safik vasu kavadai. Just as a saita who is a safik tummy is treated like a vadi tummy, so two taharis that are safik tummy are treated like a vadi tummy. Where Reb Shimon holds we make the mamatzin from saita to taharis only to teach. Mas saita b'shus ram tar. Hachaname b'shus ram tar. Just as regarding Saita, only if she was secluded in a private area, she's tummy, but if she was in a public area, she's tar. So it's regarding Tyrus, only a suffix in the private area is tummy, but a suffix in the public area is tar. However, he does not apply the Mamatin to also teach, Ma Saita b'shas yachat tmeya vadai, hachanam b'shas yachat tmeya vadai, because hasam yesh raglayim ladavar, sharekina labanistra. Only regarding Saita, we consider suffix vadai, because there's a strong indication that she indeed became tummy, since she was warned by her husband and she nevertheless secluded herself. However, regarding Tahiris, Myrik Lime Ludabi Iker, we do not consider Safik Avadi because there is not enough indication that the mikvah was chaser earlier. While the Chacham hold, we do not apply the Mamatin to also teach Ma Saita Bishas Ram Tar, Achanam Bishas Ram Tar, because Hasa Mishim Stiruhu, Bistir Bishas Ram Leka, Hacha Mishim Chaserhu, Mali Chasa Bishas Ram, Mali Chasa Bishas Yachet. Only regarding Saita, a Safik Bishas Ram is Tar, because seclusion is not possible in a public area. Whereas regarding mikveh, perhaps even a suffix, b'shus harab, mistame, because a mikveh becoming chaser is possible in any area. Another explanation of machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham. Reb Shimon holds we derive seif tama when the tama ends through immersion in the mikveh from tchilas tama, when tama initially takes effect through contact with a tama. Ma tchilas tama suffix naga b'shus ram tar, af seif tama suffix tama b'shus ram tar. Just as regarding the initial acquiring the tumah, a suffix b'shus ram mistar, so to regarding the end of the tumah through tevila, a suffix b'shus ram mistar. While the Chacham hold, we cannot derive seif tumah from tchilas tumah, because hasam gavra b'cheskes taharakoi, misveka lemechsin lei l'tumah. Only regarding a tchilas tumah, a suffix b'shus ram is tar, because since the subject was initially tar, the suffix tumah does not override the cheskes tar. While hacha gavra b'cheskes tumakoi, misveka lemechkin lemetumasi. Regarding Seif Tameh, Safik B'shus Ram is Tameh, because since the object was initially Tameh, the Safik Tara does not override the Cheskes Tameh. The Gemara now resumes with the Machlekes Shammai V'Hil regarding the point at which point a Nida becomes Tameh for Tyrus for Truma. Shammai holds Dayan Shaitan. She becomes Tameh only from the time of Re'iyah when she noticed the discharge. And Hill holds Mipikid L'Pikida V'Fili Yom Harbi. She becomes Tameh retroactively from the time her last clean Badika or examination, even though it was many days ago. And the Gemara in the previous daf gave one approach to the machlekes. Shammai holds hemet isha al cheskasei veisha becheskes tahira imetis. Every woman has a chazaka demikar that since she was initially tar, she continues to be tar until a definite tumah occurred. This chazaka overrides the suffix tumah, and she's considered tar until the actual ri'ah. While Hill holds kiyamer hemet dav al cheskasei heichad lesli reis emegufe. Aval itzik even the megufe kechazi lemrina ukemah cheskasei. We apply the concept of chazaka demikara, that the status does not change until we know for certain that it did change, only when opposed by an external factor. However, Nida does not have a chazaka demikara because she sees Dam Nida regularly and is prone to change. Therefore, she's considered a safik tummy from the time of her last bedika. The Gemara now offers three other approaches to this machlekes. Perhaps Shammai holds kol anushim dayin shaitin because hoyu be'isha margeshes ba'atzma. A woman can sense the discharge of blood, and since she did not sense this argasha, she's considered tar until the actual riyah. While Hill holds mitames mipkid lepkida, because kesivura hagashas merik laimi, a woman might think that the discharge was merely urine and not damnida, and therefore even if she did not have hargasha, she is suffic tamay from the last badika. And accordingly, Shammai would agree regarding shaita, an insane woman, mitames mipkid lepkida, because she never has hargasha. Or perhaps Shammai holds Kalan Hashem Dayit and Shaitan because the Im Isa, the Havadam, Meikar, Havasi. Had there been a previous Riyah, she would have seen a flow of blood, and since there was no flow, she's considered Tar until the actual Riyah. While Hill holds Mitamas Mekila Pekida because Koisli Beis Arechem Himidu. There might have been a previous Riyah, but there was no flow because the blood was retained by the walls of the womb. Therefore, she's Safek Tamer from the last Badik. And the Gemara discusses the Machlekes regarding Meshameshes B'moich, a woman who keeps a cloth in her womb. Abaye says, Moi Shami B'Meshameshes B'moich. Shami would agree then in this case she's Tamer because perhaps there was a previous Riyah and the cloth retained the blood. While Rava says, Moich Nami Agav Zeya Michvetz Kavetz. Shami holds even in this case she is Tar because the Moich shrinks from the body sweat and does not retain the blood. However, Moi Rava B'Moich Tachik. Rava does agree that if she had a tight fitted cloth, she's Tamer because this cloth does retain the dam. Or perhaps Shammai holds Kol Hanashim Dayin Shaitan because Mishum Bitl Piv Rivya. The concern for possible dam might cause the husband to refrain from cohabitation. While Hill holds there is no concern for Bitl Piv Rivya because Mipiv Rivya Mikamina Litaris Udikamina. The concern for dam was specifically only regarding forbidding Tyrus, but not regarding her being forbidden to her husband.